Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting that the U.S. and Germany have reached an agreement allowing the completion of a Russian natural gas pipeline that Washington previously opposed. That's according to U.S. and German officials, who expect the deal on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to be announced as soon as today. We're also reporting that event management software maker Cvent has agreed to a deal that will take it public through a merger with a special purpose acquisition company, or SPAC. The planned transaction values Cvent at more than $5 billion, including debt. U.S. life expectancy fell to 77.3 years in 2020, according to provisional data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. COVID-19, drug overdoses, and homicides helped drive the 1.5-year drop in longevity, the country's biggest single-year decline since at least World War II. The Milwaukee Bucks have won their first NBA championship in 50 years, defeating the Phoenix Suns in last night's Game 6 of the Finals. And the Australian city of Brisbane was approved to host the 2032 Summer Olympics. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares rose in early trading. On the earnings front, Johnson & Johnson, Coca-Cola, and Verizon are set to report results before the bell this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.